His sermon was given at Tipton St John on the 29th of December to mark the patron saint, St John the Evangelist. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word, and we ask that it may breathe through us today, that we may grow in the light of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of Christmas, and the light of God, Jesus Christ, has come into the world. For Christians who have nearly 2,000 years of church heritage and teaching to stand upon, we know that Jesus was born to us, that he brought a ministry to overturn the ordering of society, and that he taught and died a message of redemption for sin, promising life eternal to those who believe and follow. Vulnerable to the bombardment of worldly pressures every day, we need to keep ourselves nourished by reading the Word of God, by praying on our own and collectively, and by coming together for worship. We need help to focus on the light and to reject the darkness which seems to fill so many parts of our contemporary world. It can be really hard to do this on our own. And spiritual fellowship, the sharing of our faith, is essential to help strengthen our hearts, minds, and character. In the earliest years following Jesus' human life, it was a similar but different encouragement that was needed to keep the young church on track, to show the difference between light and darkness, between truth and error, and to encourage the church to grow in love for God and for one another. At the time of John's first letter or epistle, thought to be written between AD 85 and 90, Jerusalem had been destroyed and Christians were scattered around the Mediterranean region. The church had suffered and survived severe persecution. But unsurprisingly, there were cracks appearing, with increasing tendencies to fail to stand up for Christ in the midst of plentiful false teachers who were undermining Christian teaching. Christ's good news message desperately needed evangelism as testimony of its truth. Here in Tipton St John, we are blessed indeed to have St John the Evangelist, the special disciple whom Jesus loved, as our patron saint. To hear his teaching in the depths of winter, so clear and definite, lifts our spirits, draws a curtain back on the dark days, and fills us with hope. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. These are the faith-defining words that open John's Gospel and that we hear read at our Christmas services. They are filled with mystery, the very awesomeness of God, and they reveal the divine identity of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The same theme opens John's first letter. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life, is how John begins. He tells it as it is, how he has seen it, that through witness he can prove who Jesus was and what he brought to the faithful, the children of God. The very purpose of John's writing is to proclaim the life of Jesus as seen and testified by John and his fellow apostles, to share the news of the eternal life of God, which came through the humanity of Jesus to earth. By this sharing, John offers fellowship with himself, and by believing his witness, he proclaims shared fellowship with God and with Jesus Christ. Passing on his testimony, sharing his letter, which we too now share, fills John with joy. Our fellowship here, as well as outside this building, is grounded in the testimony of God's word, which gives us true spiritual as well as physical togetherness. For John, true evangelism is the sharing of the message of light, love and truth from God with the world, which strengthens and grows fellowship. Have you noticed, just in the last few days, that birdsong has begun to increase? Garden birds are singing optimistically, joyfully, filling us with optimism for impending seasonal changes. The year's seasons rotate, and we passed the winter solstice 8 days ago, when our northern hemisphere began heading further towards the light of longer days. We will soon see life return to plants and trees. But for now, it's still early days, and we have to go through the cold and damp of January and February before the darkness recedes into spring and summer. Of course, it's good to be reminded of the coming of light and life by the signs of creation. But it's even better in this Christmas season to receive a letter from the evangelist who tells us that the word was made flesh, so that all God's good words to us, such as light, love, truth, must also be made flesh. The poet Malcolm Guite says, "If heaven is made visible in Jesus, then Jesus must be made visible in us, walking just as he walked." Walking in the light is not just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's more complex and far more beautiful. For believers, it is a moral obligation that will withstand the cold and the darkness. Light and love go hand in hand, and we are obliged to have fellowship with one another, as John's letter says, as part of our relationship with God. After all, if we claim to have a relationship, a fellowship with God, walking in the light means that we have to live out its truth. For God is light, says John. In him there is no darkness at all. In darkness there are false prophets, deceptive newsmongers, false teachers. Nowadays, we don't have to look very hard on social media to see this. In John's time, false teachers could do just as much harm as our social media postings today. And he says that to claim rightness and the personal absence of sin is a lie, because we are all sinners by nature or by practice. It is a human weakness that we all carry. Of course, we can do something about it to remove ourselves from a state of sinful darkness, if we so choose. We do this by asking for forgiveness, as we have done collectively already in this service, to remove the barrier to fellowship that our sin puts between us and God. God knows us intimately, inside and out, in our hearts, minds, and bodies. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our sins. So confession has to be a place of humility, acknowledging to ourselves and to God where we slip up. And we are taught that God forgives us when we honestly and earnestly seek him. We are washed clean and he does not push us away. He will never push us away. The first epistle of John is a letter of love. It teaches us what love is and what it means in our daily lives. John the Evangelist had more credentials than any of the other apostles to make the testimonial claims that he did. He declared himself the disciple whom Jesus loved in his gospel. He walked and talked with Jesus for 3 years. He was the only disciple at his crucifixion. He loved Jesus so much he was at the cross with Jesus that Good Friday when all the other disciples ran away. From the cross, Jesus entrusted the care of his mother to John. Then 3 days later, on Easter Day, John was the first disciple to believe in the resurrection. Many years later, at the end of his life, John sat down and wrote the Gospel of John and his letter of love, 1 John. This is true evangelism, sharing the love of God with joy. So may we, as Christians of today, follow his example by living in the light of Christ. Amen.